Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Dr. Hermine Hartman joins us every Monday at this time. She is the founder of Indigo.com. And before we talk about the article that you have coming up, I wanted to talk to you about what happened near St. Sabina Church on the south side. Affiliated with the church, but I'm telling you what, 7 kids were shot, and it was a prom after party.
And Lisa, there is nowhere in the city of Chicago that does more or does better to fight the crime in Chicago than St. Sabina and Father Flaker. How that happened, why that happened, Lisa, I can't figure it, and Father can't either. I mean, they march on Fridays. He has the kids turn in guns. He's got activity on activity on activity at their church 7 days a week. I don't know what happened. They don't know what happened. They don't know why. Father is saying, and I think that's the support, and I think that's the rationale we need to look at. Lisa, 2-3 o'clock in the morning is very late. Where is your child?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where is your child?
This is what Father Flager said. He said, this isn't something that could be stopped by more jobs, snap curfew, and more programming for kids. This happened at 2 o'clock in the morning. Parents need to know where the hell their kids are.
That's it. This is on you, and this is on parents. See, this is one of the things that I say. The school can only do so much. The church can only do so much. Your parents, your mother, your dad, they have to do something too. And we cannot avoid that. We cannot abate that.
Yeah.
2-3 o'clock in the morning after prom, you should be home. Or your parents, you know, what is this shooting about? Why do these kids have to constantly shoot with these guns? What is this?
I know.
They can't even celebrate. They can't be happy on achievement and accomplishment. How does that translate to a shooting? My goodness. And Father said in his sermon yesterday at church, he said, this area is sacred ground. Let me have this as sacred ground. He is pleading as much as he possibly can. My goodness.
Right.
These kids are nuts. Everybody laughs when I say you all need to take full hold of these kids. We can't keep coming up with mental health. We can't keep coming up with a program. We can't keep coming up with a job. This is beyond all of that. This is pure, absolute discipline.
Well, and there were already police officers in the area trying to clear everyone out because there were so many kids. And right in front of the police officers, a vehicle pulls up and starts firing shots into the crowd. And then members of the crowd start firing shots back. It was pandemonium.
It was pandemonium. It's pandemonium. Lisa, I'm telling you, I got caught in one of those kind of things. Thank God it wasn't a shooting, but I got caught in one of those maddening moments with the kids where everybody is just doing wild things. I don't understand it. Now, say what you will. Don't put fire hoses on them. But I'm telling you, if you take a fire hose, you take some water, and you mess up pretty dresses, and you mess up Louis Vuitton, and you mess up Gucci jackets and Gucci shoes, this mess will stop. This stuff has to halt. We're in June. This is going to be a long, hot summer, I'm afraid of, Lisa.
Well, and that is a concern. And you know, it's post-prom, a post-prom party. That's a night that a lot of kids do stay out a little later with the permission of their parents. But it seemed like this crowd was pretty much out of control. And simply, as Father Flager said, if you shoot into a group of young kids after prom, you need to go to jail. So where are we today? Do we have these people in custody? No, not to my knowledge.
No, they haven't found anybody. Lisa, let me ask you a question. You went to prom, right?
Yeah.
What time did you get home?
Oh, I got home shortly. I was home by midnight. You know that.
Okay,
those were the days. That
was my magic.
Yeah.
That was my magic. That was my magic time. 12 o'clock. Because usually it was 10 o'clock, but prom night, you can stay out until 12 o'clock and you come home. Where's this 2 and 3 o'clock? See, some we need to look at, you call it old school, new school, whatever you want to call it. Lisa, some things are right, some things are wrong. Some things were effective, some things are not. This let my kid go do anything because that doesn't work. Parents are supposed to say, now, this is prom night, and you can stay out until midnight, and that's it. Maybe 12:30, but that's it.
Yeah. So a 17-year-old, an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old, a 17-year-old, an 18-year-old, a 17-year-old, and an 18-year-old, all shot.
All shot.
Yeah.
So what happened to you? I got shot at my prom. It just doesn't register. It just doesn't register. Now, I know the aldermen are trying to get this curfew hour and where the police can have the power to do a curfew hour on the spot. Lisa, that's a real alternative. That's a real something to do because the policemen are there. They're on the scene at the moment. You've got to give them some power to do something. You've got to give them some power of some discipline. You've got to give it to them.
And, of course, there are people pushing back on that. In fact, that's on hold again. It did not pass through the city council.
I don't understand why not. Why not?
I don't know. This is super frightening because Chicago police officers were on the scene, and the gall of the people, the boldness in that vehicle with police officers right there to open fire. And you know these kids know who it was. So
that's
what is with
somebody the...
Somebody knows, you know.
And they should speak up, man. Father even enhanced that. He says, I'll give you a $10,000 reward for telling. My goodness. We're out of control.
Yeah. Something needs to be done.
I'm sure
in the future you will be writing about this incident on Indigo.com as well.
I will. Absolutely, I will.
All right. We'll be watching for that.
What we wrote about this week was President Joe Biden and the pivot, the historical pivot that he gave us by not letting us know of his illness sooner. It's kind of hard to believe that the President of the United States did not know that he had prostate cancer, which is pretty treatable at this time. But men have to go and have this test done. 2014, that was the last time he had this test. It's kind of hard to believe because I understand the president is tested at least annually for just a regular medical checkup, as most people are. That's kind of the standard of what we do. But we have to look at the historical pivot of history because we did not know. And had we known, had the public known, had the Democratic Party known, we might have a different president now.
Well, we'll read that article. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you always for having me.
That's bye-bye. Dr. Hermine Hartman. You will find what she prints and what she publishes at indigo.com. That's N-D-I-G-O.com.